This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Israel's military has confirmed the release of six Israeli hostages from captivity in the Gaza Strip. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
The army says the Red Cross transferred the hostages to Egypt late Thursday. They arrived hours after two additional hostages were turned over to Israel separately from Egypt. It marked the seventh straight night of hostage releases under a ceasefire agreement between Israel and Hamas. In Washington, National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said he hopes the exchanges continue.
We're working at it literally by the hour to see if we can get this seventh day turned into an eighth and ninth and tenth and beyond.
Roughly 140 hostages are believed to remain in Hamas captivity. I'm Norman Hall.
The son of a Hamas leader who spied on the powerful Palestinian Islamist movement for Israel called on Thursday for the death penalty for all Hamas fighters currently held by Israel prisons.
Any harm that happens to the hostages, Israel must execute top Hamas leaders with no exceptions.
In a Zoom interview broadcast by the Israeli government, Mossab Hassan Youssef said that the death penalty should apply to all Hamas militants, including his father, Sheikh Hassan Youssef. Youssef secretly converted to Christianity and helped the Shin Bet security service in the late 1990s and early 2000s when Hamas waged suicide bomb campaigns against Israel. He was codenamed Green Prince after the Islamist color and the fact that his father, Hassan Youssef, led Hamas in the West Bank. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Two more hostages were released by Hamas on Thursday, and an additional four as well. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Polarizing political figure Henry Kissinger died at 100 years old on Wednesday. Here's VOA's Cindy Sain.
Kissinger established his own brand of realpolitik, basing foreign policy on what he said were practical rather than moral decisions. Kissinger did not reveal the 1969 U.S. aerial bombings of Cambodia and Laos to Congress, which escalated the Vietnam War. But it was also Kissinger who met dozens of times with Lê Duc Tho of North Vietnam to negotiate an end to the war, for which they were both awarded the Nobel Peace Prize in 1973. Cindy Sain, VOA News.
Notorious coup leader Guy Philippe has returned to Haiti after the U.S. government repatriated him. His arrival is sparking concerns that his presence could unleash further upheaval on a country already reeling from gang violence and political instability. It wasn't clear what role, if any, Philippe expected to play upon his return to Haiti, which is under siege by gangs that grew extremely powerful in the political vacuum created by the July 2021 assassination of President Jovenel Moïse. Philippe's attorney, Joseph Lucier, confirmed to the Associated Press that Philippe arrived in the capital of Port-au-Prince on Thursday morning. Philippe could not be immediately reached for comment. The House could vote Friday to expel New York Republican George Santos. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
The House Ethics Committee says it has amassed overwhelming evidence of lawbreaking by Santos that has been sent to the Justice Department.
I've said this many times. I'm fighting to defend myself and to dispel each and every accusation as soon as I have the opportunity.
Santos says he will not resign, and the House would be voting to expel based on allegations.
If I leave, they win. If I leave, the bullies take place. This is bullying.
Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries calls Santos
a joke and an embarrassment and a serial fraudster.
Jeffries says Republicans knew what Santos was doing and coddled him
and play footsie with him for the better part of the year. Why? Because House Republicans needed George Santos's vote.
This would be the third expulsion effort of Santos's short tenure in Congress. Ed Donahue, Washington.
A New York appeals court has reinstated a gag order that barred Donald Trump from commenting about court personnel after he disparaged a law clerk in his New York civil fraud trial. The trial judge, Arthur Engoron, imposed the gag order on October 3rd after Trump posted a derogatory comment about the judge's law clerk to social media. The post includes a baseless allegation about the clerk's personal life. It came the second day of the trial in New York, Attorney General Letitia James's lawsuit. It alleges Trump exaggerated his wealth on financial statements. The Republican former president denies any wrongdoing. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.